All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Barra Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And one of the best ways to build that foundation to executive consultant is to be on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific, and at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning in Japan. We want to welcome all of our Japanese consultants and guests on the call, as well as those of you from Canada. Welcome to our call. Now, guys, when you come to this call, every week you can expect to hear from the best of the best, and you're going to learn something about how to build your business right now. Tonight is no exception. We have the top leader from our corporate office and our top leader in the field on the call with us tonight. If you don't have your entire team on this call, I recommend, even while I'm talking, send out text messages and let them know what's going on this call. Get them on this call. Now, you hear people talking about being registered for the big event. Ambition 2018 registration is open today. You have a 72-hour window to get a discount to an event you already know you're going to attend. Guys, don't procrastinate. Many of you are already registered for Ambition. The rest of you, let's get it done in the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you there in Dallas, Texas. Power Trip, that's going to be in Dallas, Texas as well. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. You can get the details. Some of the tickets are already sold out. Guys, don't procrastinate on that one either. The top income earners in the field are going to teach you how to build your business at this major event. You want to be there. Speaking of this major event, it's my pleasure to introduce our special guest for the evening. Now, this gentleman needs no introduction, but I enjoy talking about him anyway. He's our founding national consultant, number one income earner, the first recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. Please welcome to the call my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Bear. I appreciate the kind words. I tell you, I'm excited for Ambition. It's an event like no other. I kind of explain Ambition like this. It's like a pixie dust that's kind of spread over you, and you just walk out a different person. You don't need a plane or a car to get home. You just kind of float out of the place. Most importantly, it's the networking that are done on the buses and the lobbies of the hotels. Incredible information, fantastic announcements done in a first-class style. And if you understand our business, it's about getting people to impending events. And it's not just getting yourself there, it's getting your people there. You know, the person with the most people at Power Trip in April in Dallas is going to be the grand prize winner, because that's going to be the people that are the most empowered with information of nuts and bolts of how to go build their business. Same thing with Ambition. The person you're constantly building to the next impending event, whether it's in your local area, regional area, whatever it may be. You got Illumination with the Atkinsons, a Power Trip. It's just, you know, it's just a lot of things. But don't think because you went to it once that it means you don't need to go to it again. This isn't a check the box sort of thing. Work the impending events. Hey, I'm going to jump right to the heart of the matter here tonight. I tell you, the response has been overwhelming. It's been exciting, and it's not too often we're able to get our CEO Jerry Thompson Jr. on the call with, between running the company and all the responsibilities he has. A couple of times a year, we're able to get Jerry on the call, and I want to just kind of cut to the chase. You know, we sent out an email about some information on some gas markets in the Northeast, and asked Jerry if he would hop on the call and share with everybody what was going on there. So, Jerry, welcome to the Business Builder call on Monday night this week, usually Sunday night, but welcome to the call.
Brian, thanks for having me. Really appreciate being here.
Well, it's great to have you.
Well, I'm honored to be here, and look forward to being with everybody tonight.
Good. Well, if you would, I've got a couple of questions, but I know you wanted to kind of address the email that went out last Friday and what was going on with in those 10 gas markets in the Northeast. So why don't we kind of start there?
Sure. You know, since last weekend or since Friday, a number of times people have asked why are gas markets impacted in this decision, not electricity markets? And really, I'd like to get to that. Before going down that path, I want to say that this has been one of the toughest decisions we've ever made at Ambit. We know how much some of our consultants and their families will be impacted by this, and our decision was made more difficult because of how much we appreciate what these consultants have done over the years to help Ambit grow, because of the loyalty they've shown, because we like them so much personally. To get to the question of why gas and not electricity, it all comes down to profitability. We track profitability in every market that we're in. First, we tabulate our revenues and our direct costs to determine our gross profit margins. For gas, our direct costs are the cost of the gas, the cost of transporting that gas to storage sites located in every market, and the cost of storing that gas throughout the year. And it gets tricky in these markets because of how much we have to rely on the incumbents. The incumbents tell us how much gas that we need to inject into storage in the non-winter months. They tell us where to inject it along different pipelines that connect to the storage sites. They tell us how much storage costs, and in the wintertime, they tell us how much to release every day based on the cold weather and what the usage forecasts are. And if they underestimate our usage, even if we had ample gas sitting in storage, they won't let us take the gas that we already have to meet demand. Instead, they sell us their gas to make up shortages we have because they fail to predict accurately. And then they, on top of all that, they tell us the premium they're going to charge us for the gas that they supply us when we otherwise could be using our own gas. There's a lot that is out of our hands because of the way these particular markets were deregulated. And in many cases, it's heads they win, tails we lose. So after calculating our gross margin, we then have to subtract the billing fees assessed by the incumbents, the bad debt expense we have to pick up, the residuals we pay, our guaranteed saving plan expenses, free energy, and gross receipts taxes. And that nets out our profitability by market. We've known for a while that many of our gas markets weren't profitable. We delayed our final decision because we wanted to be absolutely certain that these markets were structurally unprofitable rather than temporarily out of sync. And in the end, we found that in these particular markets, the incumbents have an inherent advantage that we just can't match. We can't fix the structural unprofitability except by dramatically raising rates and cutting residuals, and we just don't want to do that. And this glaring disadvantage was only in these selected gas markets and not in any of the electricity market. And that's why the decision impacted only gas markets and not electricity markets. Others have asked whether or not they should anticipate other changes on the horizon. And candidly, I don't see any other changes. When it comes to decisions like these, I always think it's better to make all the cuts at once rather than to dribble them out over a period of time, which is so demoralizing. We analyzed every electricity and natural gas market the same way as I just described. We chose to keep National Grid gas in upstate New York and Nat Fuel gas in Pennsylvania. And National Grid in upstate New York does not include National Grid Keystone market on Long Island. That is one of the affected markets that we're going to exit. If there had been other unprofitable markets, we would have included them in this round too, but we just don't see any others, and we ripped the mandate off all at once. It hurt a bit, but now it's time to move on. So that's really where we are.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me ask you a question. You know, in a previous conversation, you said that, you know, when running a business, there are just times when you need to prune the tree in order for it to bear more fruit. And can you talk a little bit about how these changes will benefit Ambit's growth in the future?
Sure. I did say that. And I think every gardener and every landscaper knows that you have to prune in order for trees to continue to grow and bear more fruit in the future. Every business is the exact same. Underlying costs and competitive pressures can change a market's profitability, and once they change, you have to act. You've heard me say it many times that in all aspects of business and life, nothing ever stays the same. You're either moving forward or slipping backwards, and we think this is the right decision to help Ambit keep moving forward. No company, nowhere, can perform at its best when it's carrying a lot of dead weight. And Brian, you often talk about pruning in a different sort of way. You say that consultants, you should work with people that deserve your time, not those that need your time. Well, that pruning process is absolutely essential for consultants to deploy their most valuable asset, their time, toward activities that build their businesses and increase their incomes. Ambit has to be just as critical about how we deploy our assets and time, how we prune. And it makes no sense for us to be paying millions of dollars for new gas customers every year so that we can lose many millions of dollars more providing them gas service. Bad business. And many of you on this call are or have been small business owners. You know what I'm saying because you all have probably been through situations where you spent tremendous chunks of your time trying to rescue a business or a store that couldn't be saved. And the moment you let go of it, while painful, it was liberating. You then had more time and resources to invest towards more profitable opportunities like being with Ambit. As I mentioned earlier, this would have been a very easy decision for us if so many good people hadn't been involved. And while most Ambit consultants across the company won't even notice this, those in the affected markets certainly will. And that's why we decided to offer that one-year residual runway to help everyone transition from the old to the new. And we're trying to help everyone have time to gather new customers and to reset their trajectory. And yeah, I think you know me, I'm always the optimist. And my hope is that all of us will look back on this event as something that brought out the best in everyone. And since our email and calls last Friday, we received a lot of very supportive calls, texts, emails, and threads, and I thank everyone for those. They're really proof positive that 10% of life is what happens to you, and 90% is how you react to it. And like every business, Ambit has to adapt or be left behind, and our goal is to always adapt, to lead, and to build a stronger company that is here for you for many, many years to come. And we're making the hard decisions now so we can confidently say that the best is yet to come.
Well, I tell you, I think I speak for everybody on this call and in the field. I've come to the EC fly-in and really consider that a privilege. And one of the things that I talk to about those new leaders in our business is, you know, Ambit's the golden goose. And, you know, if the golden goose isn't doing well, it's not laying golden eggs. And, you know, I kind of look at it as, you know, the golden goose has to be healthy, and the healthier the golden goose is, the bigger the golden eggs can be. So, you know, I think for everybody on this call, I'm appreciative that, you know, we've got you at the helm and a management team at the helm that not only has the expertise, but just has the business acumen to, you know, make tough decisions. And, as you mentioned, you know, being one of them, a small business owner over the years, it's, you know, it's not always the easy decision, but as long as it's the right decision, the company moves forward. And, you know, I kind of look at it as, hey, there are X number of dollars that roll into the door of Ambit, and a percentage of those X number of dollars go to all the marketing consultants on this call, and an X percent buys the electricity and natural gas and the IT and the overhead and all the different expenses of the business. And if there's more left at the end of the day, because we got rid of a small unprofitable part of our business, that means there's more to pass out, more to reallocate in all aspects of the business. And, you know, I know with the new announcement of the double bonuses in Japan, things are going crazy over there. Things are blowing up in the United States. So, again, on behalf of everybody that's on this call, I want to thank you for getting on and just sharing with people. I for one was not aware of all those moving parts in the gas market. You know, we as consultants don't need to know how the watch is built. We just need to know that somebody knows how to build the watch and wind the watch, and our job is just to tell time. And So it's nice to have that insight, and I really, really appreciate you getting on the call and spending some time with us, and hopefully here in the next few months we can get you back on the call and talk about ambition. I know you're going on executive tour. Do you know where you're going to be this upcoming week?
Yep. First thing in the morning, I fly up to Boston. I'll be up in Danvers and then over to Pittsburgh. And then finally on Wednesday night, I'll be in Thursday night in Chicago. So excited about the travels this week. Couldn't be a warmer time of the year to go visit all those beautiful markets.
I tell you, you might want to talk to somebody in the office and say, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to go north in the dead of the winter, particularly this winter. But I know for everybody on the call, you've gotten emails, you've been aware of the executive tour. I really encourage you to get out. Chris and Jerry with their schedules obviously can't be on tour every month or anywhere close to it. So use that as an impending event if you're any of those markets this week, and get up close personal. Great to take a picture with Jerry, put it on your vision board. And again, Jerry, I know you've got a busy day tomorrow with trying to get out of town. So appreciate you getting on the call. We appreciate everything you do for Ambit.
Brian, thank you so much for what you do and helping everybody week after week after week on your call. And for everybody out there, thank you again for your support. And we really are excited about the opportunities in front of us. Let's turn our heads and focus on the future. Thank you very much. Good night.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you. Hey, I got some special group of field leaders on the call tonight. We've got Chris and Debbie Atkinson, we got Missy and Tim Ollinger, and we got Kim and Jim Mason. And I want to throw it to Chris and Debbie. I know you guys have built a large organization, you know, up in Buffalo, and with Tim leading the charge there. And I know you get feedback, you know, something like this happens, you know, the phone starts ringing, the emails start coming in, the texts start coming in. My feedback's been overwhelmingly positive and really had some interesting aspects to it, you know, of things I didn't necessarily think of because I'm not gathering customers in those markets. But Chris and Debbie, are you on the call first?
Yes, we're here.
Hey, okay, great. I just wanted to make sure, if you would, just kind of share your thoughts, what you've been hearing, what's going on, and then we'll go from there. I might have a couple questions for you.
Okay, well, thank you, Brian, for having us on the call. And, yes, we've had some great feedback. And, you know, just a few questions about why. It was really nice being able to have met with Jerry and Daryl and Eric last week because I got to share with people that ask, and you know, why is this happening? The little bit that I could understand when Jerry spoke about, you know, they make you store it, then they tell you when to put it on, and if you don't, you know, and then they make you buy it, all this stuff. But it just makes business sense, just good business sense, that you can't stay in a market where you're losing money. And I know it's a very, very hard decision for the company and Jerry to have made, but I'm just glad they do what they do and they make the right decisions like they do, because that allows us to go out there and you know, build our teams and support our teams. And, you know, with them paying us the residual all the way till next April, you know, they've never done that before in the past. And so we've had some really good feedback and thanking Jerry for what he's done for us and, you know, that they continue to do. They look at what's always best for Ambit, the consultants, and the customers. You know, I asked Jerry that question early on. I mean, very beginning, the very, very beginning. I said, Jerry, how do y'all decide what you're going to do? And his answer was, we got to make sure it's good for Ambit, the consultants, and the customers. And that's exactly what he based this decision on. So nothing's changed from the very beginning. They still have all of that to take into account and make the right decision. And I just thank them for doing that. And we're here to support everybody.
Hey, Brian.
You bet. You know, yeah, Chris.
You know, we had the honor of meeting with Jerry last Tuesday. And, you know, I can remember years ago having a conversation with Jerry, and he made this point to me. He said, you know, Chris, you can do 99 things right, but you do one thing wrong in somebody else's opinion, and that's all you ever hear about. And, you know, so we go up there Tuesday, and they tell us this information. We visit with them for a while, and, you know, it starts to – you start to get that feeling about yourself of, oh, my God, what are people going to think? You know, and I got to admit, I had a minute of just nervousness feeling within me. And then we knew when that email was about to come out, and, you know, and boom, the email comes out to everyone. And Brian, it was about just a few minutes later, maybe an hour, that on our team Facebook page, Scotty had already, you know, posted the email on the team Facebook page. And I did. I wanted to monitor it. And I sat there for the next hour, and I just watched all the comments. And Brian, I got to tell you, we just have an enormously wonderful, great group of consultants in this company, because the comments were amazing. It was, folks, this is business. If our corporate office determined that it was bad markets to be in, then thanks to them that they got us out of there. This company is going to be able to springboard forward now. It was just a huge breath of fresh air. And so all I really want to say is, what a great job, consultants. You guys and gals are some of the smartest people on the planet. You understood what needed to be done. You understood that Jerry and Chris had to make their decision. And you, just like me, simply agreed that it's for the best thing for all, including the customers. So my hat's off to the consultants, man. Brian, I just see a springboarding forward bigger than ever.
You know, it's amazing, Chris, is, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, I know you and Debbie have gotten them, and Kim and Jim have gotten them, and Missy and Tim have gotten them as well. But you hear complaints about, you know, the gas price is too high, or higher than the incumbent, and then you get stuff on social media, and, you know, and it's an issue. I mean, you know, we don't always, you know, tell everybody we're gonna be the cheapest, but most of the time there's a nice savings, and we do it with guaranteed savings. There's a nice savings for the consumer. But, you know, when they fall off and the rate goes up, or there has to be some sort of adjustment on Ambit's part to deal with profitability, those, you know, we do get a limited number of complaints. And one of the ways I've looked at this, I've just said, we just solved a major problem. You know, we don't have any, we got rid of all the negative that's, you know, hit social media about Ambit this or Ambit that or whatever. I mean, you're still going to always have that, but, you know, it was a double-edged sword. We had the problem that the rate wasn't right for the consumer because of things out of our control. We would, you know, eat portions of that and take multi-million-dollar annual losses on the book of business. And so, in one fell swoop, we have more profitability for the company on the one hand, and all the complaints go away. So, you know, I know y'all have experienced that over the years as well. But, you know, to me, when I sat down with Jerry and talked about it, I was like, you know, thank the good Lord above, you know, protect the golden goose and get rid of a whole bunch of belly aching.
I agree with you. You know, you were on the call too the other day with the leadership group of Ambit, the co-founders leadership, and, you know, that's exactly what was said. You know, Kathleen spoke up and said, thank you for exiting the UGI market. Now we don't have to listen to, you know, complaints about it all, because there's nothing we can do about the pricing. And now we all know why. And that was our big point to Jerry, and, again, thanking him for the explanation tonight. We just think gas is manufactured and shipped out, and the price is set. We never knew all the back door, behind the scenes stuff that goes on with it, what makes them generate the price, and now we know. And, you know, you're right. Let's get rid of some headaches and let's just springboard forward. You know, it might take a minute for a few of us to recover, but like you guys have already mentioned, they're giving us till, you know, next March to build our residuals back up, because they're just going to keep paying us for what's not even going to be there. So, Brian, thanks for getting us all on this call, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you hopping on. I want to go right to Missy and Tim Olinger. And guys, I know that you have a massive organization up there and have done just a wonderful job. And for the entire base of all the consultants, hundreds of thousands of consultants in Ambit, it's a relatively small number, less than 10,000 consultants that have any sort of financial impact on this at all. And as Chris just mentioned, the financial impact is abated between now and next year. Not only are you going to get paid the commission, even though the customer is not going to be there, but you also, those are going to count towards customer points. So I know one of the things we're coaching people up on is, don't wait until next spring, even if you're passively involved in the business and not super active, get out there and replace your customers, right away. But with the size organizations you guys have, I wanted to grab you guys, get on the call, and kind of get your thoughts as well, and hear from you guys as to what feedback you're getting and some of the points that might have been made by some of those consultants that are pertinent.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having us on.
You bet.
Just like everybody else, we've really been overwhelmed with how positive the feedback has been, considering that we are some of the hardest hit, on our team here locally. And I'll tell you one thing that has really struck me as something very positive and uplifting is that I have been with Ambit for about 7.5 years, and through that time, right from the start, we've seen a lot of changes. We've seen a lot of ups and downs and been through polar vortex and been through all these things. And we never questioned, because of the way that we've had the chance to get to know Chris and Jerry and you and, Chris and Debbie and so many of the other leaders, we have never questioned that anything that goes on behind the scenes is always done with the consultant's best interest at heart, and that they really, really do take the time to look at everything so thoroughly and so carefully and make sure that they are doing what's best for business, what's best for the consultant, what's best for everybody involved. And so we've been very lucky and had a lot of peace right from the start in knowing that. But I think exactly what you just said, the fact that they are going to continue to pay these folks and give them a year to make up any differences and to help get their business aligned with the electric and not lose if they can help it. And the fact that the company has done that, and the fact that the company took the time to really evaluate this decision and know that it was the best thing for everybody all around, I think it's really given our team an opportunity, those that didn't already know, to truly see that when we talk about Ambit having integrity and our leaders being about the consultants and having the integrity to do what's right, I think that it's really given our team, especially new consultants, the opportunity to see that and to see what kind of company they're really aligned with. And it's just so impressive. And, your analogy about pruning the trees really hit home with us because, as many of you know, we have a maple syrup farm. And I'll tell you, we walk into the woods a few times every year, and we have to sometimes cut down a healthy growing tree because it's not a maple tree and it's hindering the growth of the maples. And as hard as it is a decision to cut down a healthy tree sometimes, we can't tap if it's not a maple. We don't make a profit if it's not a maple tree. And so sometimes we have to cut those trees down and replant a maple tree, something that'll be profitable for us. And so that analogy really hit home with us. And we're just so thankful that this company is pruning and is cutting down what's necessary, because I would be more disappointed if they kept plugging along with something that was not profitable instead of putting their focus on something that will help the business and therefore help all of us consultants in the long run. So, you know, we've had amazing feedback. We've always been blessed with a wonderful team up here in the Northeast and all over the country. And so we're just really thankful that they've all had the opportunity now to see the kind of integrity that our company has to offer. So I guess that's it for me. I'm going to hand it over to Tim now.
Okay.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having us on the phone call tonight. Really appreciate it. Just one thing I want to add to what Missy said. It was, you know, as a business owner, you know, a lot of you know that we own three businesses prior to starting our Ambit business. And one thing I like about this whole business, and one thing that I've always liked from the get-go, is that, you know, we have the co-founders, Chris and Jerry, running this ship here, basically. And it takes all the weight off of our shoulders. You know, something, we don't have to make the decisions on how to run this business day-to-day operation. And we can just go out there and help people change their lives and really, you know, help people in that way and not have all the worries and headaches and that go along with running a business. But we're being paid like our businesses are here, our traditional businesses. So, you know, with them making the decision to, you know, cut the gas markets and that are not profitable and have that headache on their shoulders that's not on our shoulders, all day long I'll let them make that decision and always, you know, go along with whatever, you know, that decision is, because, you know, it's a headache that we don't have to worry about. So I just want to add that too. And that's what a lot of people are seeing up here in the Northeast as well. That's the feedback we're getting as well. We have a lot of business owners in our business, and they agree with me on that as well. They're moving forward.
Yeah, well, I appreciate those thoughts. I want to follow up on something that Missy said earlier, then come back to something that you just mentioned as well. I got involved in the business, and I told this story in the early years, and most people on this call probably have not heard it, but I got involved in Ambit Energy because I knew Chris Chambliss from XL Telecommunications, and I came out of the telecom industry. I had my own telecom company. We were largest provider of operator services on public payphones in the country. We also did commercial and residential long distance, and I had the opportunity to sell divisions of that company, so I did so, and the only portion I couldn't sell was the residential long distance division, and so I ended up taking those few people that I had, it was a brand new division, and putting them into XL. And as my income rose and I finished selling off the other aspects of that telecom business, I started doing XL full time. Well, because of that background, I was asked by XL Corporate to be on more field advisory boards than any other field representative in that company. And Chris Chambliss was, you know, an employee of the corporation, which is how we met, and he was always on the other side of the table, on the corporate side of the table. And, you know, the one thing that was consistent with Chris was he always made the decision, and even to the extent that he would argue with other people on the corporate side and his superiors in some instances, that no, the consultants were right, or we call them representatives in that business, and here's why. And so he consistently, when he was on the corporate side, I was on the field side, and we were starting to, you know, build this relationship, I was sitting on these advisory boards, he always recommended and made the decisions that were best for the consultant. So when he called me about Ambit, he's probably the only person in the world that could have gotten me to take a look at the business. And I didn't jump right into it. But at the end of the day, you know, company falls or rises on leadership. And I knew in Chris Chambliss, I did not know Jerry when I joined the company, but I've gotten to know Jerry very, very well. But likes attract likes, you know, and I knew the quality of person, the type of leader Chris was, and the fact that when a tough decision had to be made, he would make it to the benefit of the consultant, and that's the main reason that I joined Ambit Energy. And then, of course, I met with Jerry, got a good comfort level with Jerry, and just, you know, just feel totally blessed, if you will, of the leadership that we have in this company. And you know, when you make a tough decision, somebody that doesn't know how the watch is built, somebody that's looking from the outside, somebody that's casually involved, you know, could get that email and misinterpret it and say, hey, you know, this is horrible. The sky is falling. The glass is half empty, not half full. But if you really understand the business and understand that what's good for the golden goose is good for the laying of golden eggs, and they lay golden eggs to us on a weekly basis and on a residuals on a monthly basis, that it was the right decision. And not only was it the right decision for the company, it was the right decision for the consultant. So I thought I'd share that background story between Chris and myself. And it's consistent in the leadership that Chris showed back in the day in XL Telecommunication, and the leadership that Chris and Jerry showed today. And, you know, I couldn't agree more with your comments as well, Tim, around, you know, the fact is that we've got an incredible base of consultants out there. And the bottom line is one or two decisions is made, you know, hey, this is a game changer for me, I'm out of here. Or this is the right decision for the company. The company is now stronger than it was before the decision, and I'm more fired up than ever. And I've always believed that our core product offering, and maybe it's just because we started in electricity in Texas, and because natural gas is not deregulated in Texas, we still only do electricity. But, you know, when we go out and talk to people about the business, we talk to them primarily lead with electricity every time you turn on a switch, you know, watch television, you know, look at a computer next month, next year, 5 years from now, you're making money. And that's not necessarily the case with natural gas. You know, if it only drives the heating element of the heater in your house and you're in Texas, you're not using any natural gas. You know, so the bottom line is that we now have a product offering. And the other thing that, you know, I would hear people say, well, they went way up on the gas price, and so we got rid of the they were so hacked off at Ambit, they got rid of the electric too. You know, well, that ain't gonna be the case anymore. So, you know, I think that what people are gonna find is that as we bring on these replacement customers and in these markets moving forward, we have electricity only to offer, that the retention of the customer is going to be longer, and the acquisition of the customer is just as easy, if not easier, with electricity. So, Missy and Tim, appreciate you getting on the call. Great leadership in the western part of New York. Appreciate everything you're doing. And I want to jump over to Kim and Jim Mason. And I know that they have a huge groups in Pennsylvania as well as Western New York where they're from, and have gotten some feedback. So Kim and Jim, I want to throw it out to you and kind of get your thoughts on what we're talking about here this evening.
We are here, Brian. Thank you for having us on the call.
Can you hear us, Brian?
Hear you fine.
Great. Just listening to everybody talk tonight, we couldn't agree more with what everybody has said on this call. And I want you guys to think about this in there's two types of people here that are going to take this news. There's those of us, and probably almost everybody that's on this call, that do respect Jerry and Chris for the amazing leaders that they are. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if they make a decision, they've made it in our best interest. And then there's that other group of newer consultants. And I think that's where we all need to be cognizant of as we go out and we continue to march forward with this amazing ship that we've been given here called Ambit Energy. The new consultants are the ones that are going to need to see our enthusiasm and our support and our commitment, because at one time, each of us were new as well, and we didn't know who Chris and Jerry were, but we got to know them by looking to the leaders that were in front of us, and then eventually we got to actually meet them, and we realized that these are men of integrity, and they aren't doing this to be selfish. They're doing this for our best interest, and if we can relay that to the new people, it's going to really, really help keep this whole thing moving forward. You know, this decision from Jerry, it did not come lightly. We could tell when we were with him that this was heavy on his heart. He has all of us on his heart. And he has graciously given all of us until March of 2019 to replace our lost gas customers with new electric customers. what this really means, guys, is your residual is going to remain the same or mirror what it's been over the past year on these gas customers. You're going to continue to get paid on them as though they were here, even though they're not. So what we're doing right now, Brian, and we've had a pretty much overwhelming positive feedback here as well, but we're urging everybody just to stop for a minute, look in your power zone, go into your personal customer reports and see how many gas customers you have, and then just begin replacing them over the next coming months if they're in those markets, you know, where we're going to lose them with electric customers. Don't wait until the last hour to do this. Don't wait until, you know, it's April 2019 and all of a sudden you remember, oh gosh, I had 8 gas customers. Get it done now. Just do it now. Watch your income even rise more. You want to just make sure that you don't fall below your 20 customers come April 2019. And even if that did happen to you when you got there, you can still go out and rate, get your customers then. But why wait? Ambit is really still strong. It's moving forward. But guys, this was just a financial decision that needed to be made to keep our company profitable. Jim and I have been, you know, relaying this message to everybody. We ourselves, and I know Tim and Missy too, we have customers we have to replace ourselves for ourselves and for our family. We went out and got 2 new electric customers today. I mean, you hit it on the head, Brian, when you said about the gas usage. I mean, I know we all wait for gas to come on in the winter months because we don't have any residual on gas for a good part of the year anyway. There's only gas residual for 3 to 5 months for the most part. Then the greater part of the year, they're way below band one. You just don't get paid on gas customers. And if they're the part that's giving us the negative in our business and we don't get paid that much on anyway, it's okay that they're gone. And what Jerry said about, you know, ripping the Band-Aid off, I want to reiterate that because there's a lot of newer consultants out there and they're saying, well, what about the other gas markets and what's next? And it's our job to relay the message that Jerry has relayed to us. He has no intention of doing this piece by piece by piece. So if you're in a market where you can get gas customers, go ahead and pick them up and just consider that extra money. But for those of us that do need to replace those gas customers, let's just do it. It's going to make our residual stronger. It's going to make our company stronger. And overall, I think it's going to be better. Every company in the world has its ups and downs. If you look in the news right now, you look at like a major company like GE and what they're going through right now, we just have to be thankful that the company we have with their ups and downs, it's not that big of a deal. Ambit is no different than other companies with having to make tough decisions. But what is different here is what Jerry's done, what he's done for all of us to really basically make sure that none of us lose any money. So I just say walk strong, hold your head high, help the consultants that don't understand, and go get registered for Ambition and Power Trip.
Amen to that.
Well, I appreciate them being transparent. I mean, from the corporation side to the field, they made this information available to everybody, and they did it in a real nice fashion, and I'm glad they didn't share this with us on Super Bowl night, but we all certainly heard about it as it was kind of coming to light. They did it not in an alarmist way, but as business. And, you know, on a personal level, I got to appreciate how hard and difficult that must have been for Jerry to know how it was affecting people's lives, but full well knowing that the implications of this are far greater if we don't, so to speak, plug the hole in the bucket. I just think it's going to make more money available for bonuses and for the, you know, the markets to make the rates more competitive. It has nothing but upside potential and all positive. And it's literally the feedback we're getting from the field, Brian.
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. You know, the group up in Rochester, there was a chain, a text chain that was sent to me by Ray, and just the leadership just oozed out of the chain of, you know, hey, this is a positive thing. Let's move forward and let's get going. I kind of want to end with one last quick story. And I think it was in the summer of 08, so a couple of summers after we got started in Texas. And back then there were no contracts. It was a month-to-month deal. And it was the hottest summer on record. There were more days over 100 in Texas than since the beginning of recorded temperatures. And so the rates, the use of electricity was just off the chart, and the rates just were unbelievable. And, you know, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was in this range. You know, we were paying 10 cents a kilowatt hour, and then literally a month later, your next bill was 17 cents a kilowatt hour, and then maybe the next month it was 18 or 19 cents a kilowatt hour. So a lot of the newer customers that got put on at 10 cents thought that Ambit had done a bait and switch. Well, what they didn't know is if they would have stayed on the old incumbent, that they went from, you know, 12 or 13 cents down to 10 cents with us. Instead of going up to 17 cents, they would have gone up to 21 cents. And so, you know, people were losing customers left and right. I mean, it was all documentable that the incumbent was higher before and the incumbent was higher than later. But, you know, it's tough when, you know, and this is going to happen. You know, your mom's going to get a thing saying that we're exiting the gas market, and they're going to call you up and say, hey, what's going on here? And, you know, there's just a turmoil. When there's change, there's turmoil. And we lost an awful lot of customers, but and we also lost some consultants and some good consultants because of those calls that came in, and they were upset about it. And even though they knew, hey, this was just like we know, this is the best thing for the company, there's just that element of change, and some people aren't going to handle it very well. And so consultants left, customers left. But what happened was the people that were now 21 cents had gone from 12 cents to 21 cents or whatever that were on the incumbent or some of our competitors, they were mad too. And so they were looking for a new home. So when they could go from 21 cents to 17 cents, they go, that's the company we want to go to. So the same company, Ambit Energy, that people were leaving when we went from 10 to 17, droves were coming in when they were going from 21 to 17. So, you know, it boils down to, you know, the glass is half empty, it's half full. This is, you know, if you know anything about business, you've got to have your revenue higher than your expenses. And if you're losing money on something, you need to change that. I think it was a brilliant move for them to do it. Quite honestly, a little surprised that they didn't do it a little sooner. But, you know, I think they wanted to see, is there anything we can do? Is there any adjustment we can do? And when it was determined that it wasn't the case, then it was time to go ahead and exit the market. So markets, plural. I think that what's in store for Ambit Energy, what you have in New York in particular, where you've got the guaranteed savings with no contract renewal, you've got electricity with the exception of the one market of National Grid in upstate New York. And I want to again reemphasize that it is not National Grid on Long Island. It's just upstate New York, Keyspan National Grid on Long Island. That market is going away. But bottom line is that, you know, you've got a public utility company that by edict is saying that you've got to be, you know, offer guaranteed savings and be cheaper. And we've got all that. You've got no renewal of the contract. So particularly for those consultants in New York and the ability to go pick up those electric customers in New York, I don't think there's a better market in the entire country than what we've got in New York. So I want to thank everybody for getting on the call. Chris and Debbie, Jerry again for taking time out of his schedule, having to fly out and go on tour this week with all of his corporate responsibilities to get on the call just shows you his dedication. And again, Chris and Debbie getting on the call, Missy and Tim and you guys, Kim and Jim, I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody getting on the call. I know some people in Texas are going, I didn't know what the call was going to be about this, and I don't have any gas customers in New York, and I don't really know what they're talking about. But I do think it's important that your big takeaway, if you're not in those markets, is that, you know, we're protecting the golden goose. The company's doing the right thing, and always has and always will because of the great leadership there. So with that, Bear, if you would, open it back up and let everybody say good night.
Awesome, Brian, and I want to thank everyone that's been on the call tonight. Very informative. And, folks, when you hear comments and maybe even some challenges about what was on the call tonight, let your consultants hear this call. Let them hear directly from Brian McClure and from Jerry Thompson and from Chris and Debbie and Tim and Missy and Tim and Jim. You can go to topambitleaders.com. Topambitleaders.com is going to be up in a couple of days. It's going to be there for you as a resource to help explain what's going on and the powerful and very direct move that Ambit Energy has made to even to secure our future even better. So I'm going to open up the lines so you can say thank you to our leaders as well. Good night, folks. Hold on. Here we go.